When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord. I'm your host, Monster Jam Lord. And on today's episode, we're going to recap the past four Monster Jam shows from this weekend in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The only shows of the weekend. We got some pretty exciting stuff to get into, but let's start off with the results and the lineup from Albuquerque from November 5th through 7th, 2021. So I was only here for the two shows on November 6th, Saturday, shows 2 and 3. But I think I definitely got the two better shows of the weekend. If you ask me, I haven't really seen many other clips from the other shows, but from the two I was at, it was phenomenal. It exceeded expectations by far, and it already had an incredible lineup. But, I mean, these shows were incredible for arenas. I was not expecting them to do as much crazy stuff as they did, especially one driver in particular, which we're going to get to. Super awesome weekend. Let's get right into the lineup. So starting off, we got El Toro Loco Elvis Linez, who was a last-minute fill-in for Armando Castro, who could not make it this weekend. Super cool to see Elvis Linez back in El Toro Loco. I mean, in that, sponsorship seat, you know, probably sucks going back to just a normal truck for him. El Toro Loco is still one of the most high notoriety trucks in the sport, so it's not a bad spot to be in. So he was supposed to be done for the season, I'm pretty sure. I don't think he's supposed to be in Connecticut this next weekend. So he got a last minute extra show added to his schedule for the end of the 2021 season. So El Toro Loco Elvis Linez, Extreme Attitude Travis Mowry, Gravedigger Tyler Meninga, Jailbird Kalen Miguez, Soldier Fortune Kayla Blood, Rockwell Red Nate Kirchner, the debut of Nate Kirchner driving for Team Throttle Monster, Megalodon Tristan England, and Jurassic Attack Dave Ulfert. So pretty strong arena lineup here, if you ask me. Tyler Meninga and Tristan England in the same arena show. That's saying something, not to mention all the other drivers here. So let's start off with the Friday evening show in Albuquerque. So for racing, we had El Toro Loco Elvis Linez in the final round defeat Soldier Fortune Kayla Blood. So that's pretty cool right there. Seeing Elvis Linez get more racing wins. He's one of the best arena racers around, and he's up there with Tyler Meninga and Tristan England level and Brandon Vinson level, you know, name them all off. Yeah, Elvis Linez is really good at racing, especially in arenas, so that's really cool. Skills Challenge winner, Gravedigger Tyler Meninga with a 9.525. Donut Competition, once again, Gravedigger, 8.897. And could you guess who won Freestyle? Gravedigger Tyler Meninga, 9.795. And no surprise, your overall event champion is Gravedigger Tyler Meninga with 28 points. So once again, Tyler Meninga was inside of a Adam Anderson's chassis, driving Gravedigger 35. I mean, he is, definitely really good at driving the in-house Anderson chassis, but I want to see him back in a CRD, because Tyler Meninga's pulled out the crazy stuff in his career, probably the 2020 season alone, just those, 2.5 months that they had, and in a CRD. So, unfortunately, I've only seen him drive in Adam's chassis this year, the three times that I've only seen Tyler for three weekends this year. And he was all in Adam's chassis, but he still did incredible in all those, and this weekend did not differ. So, I'm sorry about that. So, finals, we had Jurassic Attack, David O. Furt defeating Megalodon in the final round of racing in Albuquerque Show 2. This is the one I was at. So, another arena racing win for David O. Furt. Happened plenty of times this year. He's gotten racing wins in quite a few cities, including like Tacoma, that I've been at this year. So, David O. Furt, one of the best arena racers in the independent scene, if you ask me. So that was really cool to see him get a win over Tristan England Megalodon. Your skills challenge winner was Tristan England Megalodon with a 9.026. Donut winner El Toro Loco, Elvis Lyon is 8.614. And freestyle winner Gravedigger 9.735 Tyler Meninga. And your overall event champion for Albuquerque Show 2 is Megalodon Tristan England with 27 points. So this show wasn't completely like spectacular, no, you know, wasn't the best show I'd ever been to or anything, but it was still a really strong arena show. Quite a few highlights there on my Instagram. You can check them out on my Instagram at monster.jam.lord if you want to see highlights from Albuquerque 2. But this is the show you want to see. You want to see highlights from Albuquerque Show 3. Again, I was not at Show 1 or Show 4, so I can't really attest to if they were as good as this one. I could pretty much guarantee they weren't. This show was incredible. And let's start off with recapping racing. Your racing winner was El Toro Loco Elvis Linez, defeating Gravedigger Tyler Meninga. And Elvis kind of clipped the side of the pod on the final hit, or final turn, and had to pull out a kind of like a mini save there. And it looked like, you know, that was slowing him down. He was going to lose, but no, he still had the lead over the line. And Elvis took the racing win for Show 3, and your skills challenge winner was, again, El Toro Loco Elvis Linez with a 9.541. That was insane. Came out with a really nice first hit, balanced the truck on two wheels for about 20 seconds, and the second hit, he tried doing a reverse popper. The truck rolled back, and he pulled it back on to all four wheels, so basically like a backward somersault. And that's super cool to see in such a small space, like an arena. It was awesome. So, and obviously, you know, switching over back to El Toro Loco hasn't slowed Elvis down a bit. Donut competition winner, Gravedigger Tyler Meninga, 9.029. And your freestyle winner, Gravedigger Tyler Meninga with 9.162. With the best freestyle of the night, by far. So, Tyler had so many good hits, like so many. He was getting that truck a little crazy, like, you know, he says it himself, that Gravedigger 35 truck is, you know, it's got such like a wide stance that it doesn't really hike up on two wheels or get as crazy as he'd like or as you'd like to see him get. But yeah, he was getting a little sideways and a little bent out of shape this show, so that was really cool. But I have to mention, coming in second was El Toro Loco Elvis Linez with the 8.846, who pulled out one of the craziest moves I've seen by far in my life in an arena. It's something we've all been kind of waiting to happen, I guess, but never really knew what it'd look like. So he, the way he hit the eight pack tires, and those things, depending on how they're built, can have some really good bounce to them when you hit them. So the front two tires kind of went straight up the ramp part, not the tire part, but the back two tires clipped the eight-pack part perfectly, sending the truck into a half front flip until it lands on the roof and comes back over and wheelies out of it. It was insane. And the horn stayed on for the whole time, too. So that was super cool. That was by far the highlight of the weekend. That was incredible. That was one of the top, not even top arena moments of the year. That was one of the top moments of the year in general for Monster Jam 2021. That was insane. And if you asked me, that could have won freestyle, you know. I'm more of like a, you know, a whole run type of guy than a moment type of guy when it comes to who I think should win things. But I don't know. Tyler's run was incredible, and Elvis had that extremely cool hit. So, I don't know. That one's a toss-up, but Elvis did come in second by a .300 about. So, your overall event champion for Albuquerque Show 3 ends up being Tyler Meninga with 27 points. If Elvis would have won freestyle, he would have tied with Tyler Menenga and had a higher freestyle score, leading him to win the tiebreaker, and he would have been your overall event champion. So it all came down to that, whoever won freestyle, and Tyler won, so Tyler got the overall event championship. So, moving on to show four from Sunday, we had Jurassic Attack. David Olfert once again win racing, defeating Tyler Menenga and Gravedigger. No racing wins for Tyler Menenga this weekend. That is very strange to say in an arena show. Your skills challenge winner, Megalodon, Tristan England, 9.972. Donut winner, Megalodon, again, 8.755, Tristan England. And your freestyle winner, Gravedigger, 9.602. And your overall event champion is Gravedigger Tyler Menenga with 28 points. So, this weekend was the Gravedigger show. Tyler Menenga was running around with pretty much everything. Got 3 out of 4 overall event championships, which, you know, Tyler's no stranger to getting that. He's always one of the best drivers wherever he goes, no matter the lineup. So, that was incredible. Really great action, weekend action for Albuquerque. So, I will go over my 2021 schedule for you guys, and spoiler alert, it's not that long. I have one more weekend of shows for the rest of the year, and it is coming up this weekend, November 13th and 14th. I will be in Spokane, Washington for 2 of the 4 shows that weekend. I will be there for the Saturday night show and the Sunday afternoon show, and that will be the last show of the year. There is a show in Connecticut on Sunday that starts at the same time as this one in Spokane does, but since they're 3 hours ahead, that show will be over by the time this one starts in Spokane. So this will technically be the very last Monster Jam show of the year. At least that's scheduled. They usually schedule their things about a month and a half before the event happens, typically like 2 months to a month and a half before they'll already have it on the website. And we're about halfway through this month, and I don't think they're going to be running anything late December. So, yeah, it looks like this is going to be about it for Monster Jam. Not a single show in December. So, whatever. But, super cool. I'm excited for the last shows of the year. It's got a pretty good lineup. Let me go over the lineup for you guys really quick. It's going to be a pretty interesting lineup for the last show of the year in Spokane. We got El Toro Loco, Armando Castro returning, Gravedigger, Brandon Vinson, Jurassic Attack, David Olfert, Megalodon, Tristan England, Wildcard, to be announced, Rockwell Red, Jeff Souza, Obsessed, Eric Swanson, and Scooby-Doo, Caleb Blood. So, that is the cool one, because for some reason, Lindsey Reed's been taken out of the 2022 schedule, replaced with Miranda Kozad, and she's also taken out of Reno from, I guess it will be almost 2 weeks ago. So Lindsey Reed, I don't know what's going on with her, guys. I don't really know why she hasn't been around and why she's not going to be around. Who knows? Guess as good as mine. So we'll see. But Caleb Blood will be filling in for Scooby-Doo, and at least it won't be Armando, you know? So, and that is about it for this episode of the podcast, everyone. But I want to announce right now that starting after these Spokane shows in this next weekend, there's not going to be anything for me to do. There's not going to be any shows to film or anything like that. So I'm going to announce this right now. I'm going to be hosting a 2021 Monster Jam Lord Award ceremony for Monster Jam specific shows. You know, I haven't been to an independent show this year, but so I will be going over and doing awards for pretty much every category and even more categories than Monster Jam does. There will be about 15 awards I already have set up and ready to go for you guys to vote on. That's the real big kicker here, is that this will be a public fan vote. This won't be like a backstage decision type thing where I'm just picking all the winners. No. So how it's going to work is this is going to go on over 7 days, and there will be 2 awards to choose from each day, except for the last day, there's going to be 3, and it's going to be on my YouTube, so I'm going to be uploading the videos the day of, where you get to, you know, watch and choose your winner, your driver, your truck, and all that, And there will be polls on my YouTube channel where you can go and vote for your favorite pick for each award. So that will be super cool, and that will be super fun to go over. And after this last weekend in Spokane, then I'm going to go over everything just to be, you know, official. Because who knows, the best thing of the year could happen this weekend in Spokane. We never know with Monster Jam. I mean, I didn't go to Albuquerque expecting one of the best arena shows I'd been to all year. So there you go. You never know what's going to happen with a Monster Jam. So after that, I will bring more information on the podcast about moving on. So that is about it, everybody, for this episode of the podcast. Thank you for listening. Make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Monster Jam Lord, and like this podcast and share it around if you enjoyed. And that is about it, everyone. Oh, and one more thing about the awards I forgot to mention is that it's just Monster Jam Lord Awards. So to make that more clear, is it only counts shows I've been to or attended this year. It doesn't count, like, I wasn't at the first show in Houston this year, where Jim Kohler had that crazy crash save. So, for example, if you look at Save of the Year and you don't see Jim Kohler on it, that is why. It's because I was not there and I did not film it. So this is all just shows I've been to that I've filmed this year. So that's the kicker. That's the catch. So, I mean, there's like a ton of crazy two-wheel stuff that's happened in arenas that I just haven't attended this year. And a lot of crazy crashes and stuff. And that is why they won't be on the list, because I was not there. So, thank you for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
Save big money on protecting your garden now at Menards. Messina's Animal Stomper is a liquid repellent that prevents pesky animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stomper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.